Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, and after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast. And we have a lot crammed in today. I don't know what to start with, but I have somebody waiting on the phone, so I guess I'm going to start with him. Also, Moist Line. We have vacancies on the Moist Line. You get like 7 minutes a week, so you better use it, all right? This is your chance. 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86, or use the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app as well, and you just let out all your anger and rantings and ravings on the Moist Line. We'll play it back on Friday. All right. If you're following the bridge story in Baltimore, at some point, we're going to find out what's on the data recorders. The investigators have been working on them today. They were discovered. And we are going to get now with Jay O'Brien with ABC News to tell us what the latest is on what we know. Jay, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Have they released any information about what was on the data recorders yet?
No, not yet. We're hoping to get that information maybe in a preliminary sense in a press conference tonight that the NTSB is holding at around 8 o'clock Eastern. But this investigation is still, and we can imagine this is what they're going to say tonight, in its early stages. The NTSB only got onto the ship last night to get that data recorder, and then they went back onto the ship today to test the fuel, to further talk to the crew, and try to figure out what, if any, what caused it to lose power and lose its steering, as you know, and then plow right into that pier and take the bridge down.
Have you heard if there's any backup systems on a ship like this? If the power goes down, would a battery or a diesel unit kick in the second that there's trouble?
So what? It's funny. I talked to folks, and forgive my eagerness to answer this, but you're the first person to ask me this question. I've been dying to get the answer out. I've talked to folks who say there can be, there does not have to be, there's not a regulation that it occur. And so we don't know, for instance, with this ship, if it has that capability. But we know that that's something that the NTSB is going to be asking, whereas if there was an initial power failure and there may or may not have been a backup system, was there a secondary failure that may have caused that?
Right, because the lights were going on and off and on and off several times as it was approaching the bridge.
Exactly. And you can see it plain as day in that video, which is what you're referencing, and that you see the lights flicker on, then they flicker off, and then they flicker off again, and it hits right into the bridge. And by the way, in those moments where you see it experience that power failure is when the crew issues that mayday call that says to the bridge, mayday, mayday, we're about to hit the bridge. And it gave law enforcement enough time, as you know, to stop cars from going over that bridge. The people remaining on the bridge, there's no cars trafficking the bridge miraculously when that impact occurs, but there were those 8 construction workers on the bridge. 2 get rescued, 6 are still unaccounted for and believed to be dead.
Yeah. Was there any effort made to warn the construction workers, or there just wasn't enough time?
I mean, we've seen reports that they were right about to warn those construction workers when this occurred. You're talking about a matter of minutes, if not seconds, between that initial mayday call and the impact. But from what officials have said, is that warning either had just been communicated or was just about to be communicated when the impact occurs. And then, of course, the bridge comes toppling down.
I don't know if you'd have the answer for this. But I did read one story that some bridges have what they call fenders, like blocks, so that if a ship bumps, it looks like it's getting off course. It bumps into the fender and bounces away a little bit. I know this didn't have it. Is that standard on other bridges? So just some sort of protection mechanism?
It's standard, particularly on newer bridges. This is a bridge that was built in the 70s. And so there are a further kind of bumpers, if you will, that could prevent a ship from making direct contact with a pier like this did on newer bridges. But, and this is a big but here, they are usually designed for kind of incidental contact, like, you know, a glancing blow or a brush or a side swipe. So while this bridge didn't have those, because they're usually on newer bridges, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, for instance, has said, look, while there are more guardrails on newer bridges, even those might not have been enough to blunt the impact of this ship, because it was a direct collision. You know, you're talking about a ship the size of an aircraft carrier. Sometimes it's compared to the Empire State Building on its side, right? Making direct impact, not the side, not a glance, but direct impact. And the force of that direct impact, Pete Buttigieg and others have estimated, might have just gone right through those protection mechanisms too.
Yeah, because the shot of the bridge going down is from such a long distance, you can't really appreciate just how long the ship was, but it was almost 1,000 feet. It almost was like the Empire State Building. And so now you have all the twisted metal from the bridge, and that's going to make it very difficult to retrieve the bodies, I guess, for a while.
Oh, it's making it very difficult and, frankly, very dangerous. Crews have already said that there's tons of twisted metal. It's pouring in Baltimore today, and so visibility has been very difficult. Visibility in that water is tough on a good day, but it's bad today. And not to mention, as you said, all the twisted metal. So it's making the recovery of those bodies extremely difficult, and a slow, painstaking process of having to clear an area, make sure you're safe, and then move on to the next grid. And also, frankly, depending on conditions in the future, it's going to make the eventual cleanup a lot harder, too, because they've got to get all that metal out of the way, and they've got to move that ship to try to reopen this port, which is a vital port. It's one of the top 9 ports in the country.
Yeah, I mean, that is a tremendous amount of twisted metal that they're going to have to haul out. All right, Jay O'Brien, ABC News, thank you very much. Really fascinating stuff.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sure we'll talk to him again. When we come back, let me see here. Oh, there's just so much. We have another Joe Biden moment. I don't want to ruin it, but he when he was talking yesterday about the collapse, he tried to make a personal reference of his relationship with the Key Bridge. And we also have some audio of the cops trying to stop traffic on the bridge before it collapses. And we'll continue with all this coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We just finished with Jay O'Brien from ABC News. Well, he was good. He had a lot of good stuff. And the National Transportation Safety Board is looking at the black box from the wreckage of the ship that hit the bridge. And the black box, they're hoping, is going to explain why the ship lost power and lost propulsion. This sort of thing is very rare. And we were discussing with Jay about, aren't there backup systems on a ship that big? If you think of like a hospital emergency room, right? If there's a power outage, immediately a backup system goes into place. There might be a flicker of lights, but something kicks in. You know, a generator, you know, some kind of battery operated energy system, whatever. Maybe it runs on diesel, gasoline, some kind of portable unit, some kind of secondary electrical system that has a different source of energy. How, if you have a ship that's 1,000 feet long and I think about 100,000 pounds in weight, how do you not have, but you know, what occurred to me is like, so this ship is operated by a company from Singapore called Synergy Group. And it's also flagged in Singapore, registered there. It's leased by a Danish company, Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K, which is one of the largest shipping companies in the world. I don't know if, are there international standards for things like, you know, backup electricity generators? I mean, what governs all this? And even if there is sort of some sort of transcontinental shipping constitution that governs how these ships ought to run, do people follow those regulations? Are they checked? It just seems kind of crazy that something could lose power that big and there's nothing that immediately kicks in. Now, we're going to play you a couple of audio clips here. And the first one is going to be the police radio audio. The cops are trying to stop the traffic on the Key Bridge before it collapses. Listen to this to the end. It's about a minute and a half, and you'll hear when the bridge collapses at the end. So this is cut number three.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So that until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yeah, I'm en route to the south side.
Special direction.
I'm holding traffic now. I was dragging, but we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all out of the traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
K-9-1, but yeah.
Good.
Want me to stop traffic on this site right now?
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. I'm not sure where. If there's a crew up there, you might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge. I have all interloop traffic stopped at this time. Once you get here, I'll go grab the workers on the Key Bridge and then stop the outer loop.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Start is whoever, everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Simple dispatch is direct. That's correct. This time.
Do we know if all traffic was stopped?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side, the Anne Arundel County MSP, to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound on the Key Bridge.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
And it was just like that. Suddenly the whole bridge collapses. Among the missing are a lot of the workers were immigrants from Honduras, Mexico, Guatemala. They've only identified one of the six. His name is Menor Yasir Suazo Sandoval. And let me see, who is this? I'm trying to figure out who this person is that they're quoting in this story here. But there's no information going to the families at the moment. The Guatemalan Foreign Ministry said in a statement that two Guatemalans aged 26 and 35 are missing after the accident. And there's not much else. So the police, the May Day call coming from the boat, got to the police, and the police were able to shut off the freeway. And that was really important because that's Interstate 695. So even at 1:30 in the morning, there's a fair amount of traffic going back and forth. They just got it in time. It was a matter of seconds. Now, obviously, Biden had to come out and say something. And boy, if it's not one thing, it's another with him. Listen to Biden trying to personalize his familiarity with the Baltimore Key Bridge. Here, cut number two.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware, either on a train or by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times.
There are no trains that go over the Baltimore Key Bridge. There's no rail lines. There's no train tracks. There's no nothing. So he had another one of those invented memories of his days traveling from Delaware by train, going over the Key Bridge. Of course, nobody pointed that out in the moment. Biden had, well, not Biden, but the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. Do I have enough time to play this? You know what? Let me play this after the news because this is too good. This is about 2.5 minutes. Karine Jean-Pierre was in North Carolina. I guess Biden was campaigning there, and they try to drum up interest on local media. And some of the surrogates for Biden will talk to television and radio reporters or hosts and try to get everybody excited that the president is in town. But, you know, you call up talk radio hosts and they're an obnoxious crowd. One of them, North Carolina, asked a question that completely, utterly flustered Karine Jean-Pierre to the point that she hangs up on him. The thing is, it's a perfectly legitimate question, and as you'll hear, it's something that almost everybody in the country talks about. If you haven't heard this, this is entertaining. So we'll play you that when we come back.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Moist line is 1-877-MOIST-86 for Friday, or the TalkBack feature on the iHeart app. We're getting some more information about the poor guys who got tossed into the water and are presumed dead. They're the only casualties of this, which really is amazing. I mean, if that ship had hit in the middle of the day, or if the Mayday call didn't go out in time for the police to shut down the highway over the water in Baltimore, then you could have had hundreds of people dead. But six died, and they were all immigrant workers. They worked for a company called Bronner Builders. And Bronner Builders is a construction company, and they do work for the state. And it's a lot of guys from Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras. They have only identified one publicly, and that's Miguel Luna of El Salvador, who has six children. All these guys, or most of these guys, have a wife and children. And they were working here in this country and sending the money back home. They say, just looking here, Luna's married with children. He was living in Maryland for at least 19 years. Two of the workers were Guatemalan. They're determining everybody's nationality for all six. One correction I should make: I mistakenly said that it was this particular ship was 100,000 pounds. I should have said tons. It's 100,000 tons, which means it was 200 million pounds, and I think that really brings home the tremendous amount of force. And that's something that's 200 million pounds can bring down a bridge like that. That is just tremendous weight. If the power had stayed on just a few more seconds, might have been able to steer the ship underneath the bridge. Because once he gets past the bridge, it doesn't matter where the ship loses power. You know, he's taking a month-long trip to Sri Lanka. So he'd be out, obviously, over the open ocean much of the time. The only time it mattered was while he was in the harbor there. And that's when the power went out. And so the incredible odds. And, you know, most of the time, you don't have workers on a bridge at 1:30 in the morning, but they were fixing potholes so that it wouldn't disrupt drive time traffic. I mean, there's so much incredible bad luck that led to those six guys being tossed in the water. And who knows when they're going to be able to find them, because the twisted wreckage is on top of them. Meantime, back in Cartoon Land, there is a talk show host in North Carolina on WBT radio. His name is Mark Garrison. And as I mentioned before, when the president goes into town, sometimes they try to manipulate the local media, get local television reporters who are usually docile, TV hosts, radio hosts, if they're friendly. I don't know what this guy's politics are, this Mark, although I could guess. But they called up Mark Garrison up, and Garrison was ready with one specific question. He ended up asking more than one, but the interview didn't last long with Corinne Jean-Pierre, who's that bubble-headed spokeshole that you see doing White House press briefings. Anyway, listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre on the phone with Mark Garrison from WBT Radio.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her? does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a credibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out very in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Okay, stop there. Stop.
Could you stop it? Okay. I paid close attention. This thing came out this morning, and I was playing it several times because this is our line of work here, and what you become very sensitive to is spokesholes, politicians, lawyers, public relations people, crisis control people, and the way they speak. And it's always about manipulating. It's always about evading. It's always about misinforming you. It's always a shell game with the words. I really became sensitive to this during the Clinton years. I never realized how dishonest almost everybody in public life is. And then during the Clinton years, you remember if you were around then, they talked about parsing the language, that when Clinton spoke, because he was trained as a lawyer, you had to be very careful to listen to exactly what words he uses, what order he puts the words in, what's omitted. Because often, and this has become epidemic now everybody in public life talks like this. What sounds like an answer is rarely an answer. And a person with, a double-digit IQ is not going to pick up on it. They'll say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good answer. Sounds like he's being reasonable. No. That clip that we just played, there was one word missing from her answer. The question was, does the president have dementia? What was the one word missing from the answer? She never said no. See, if you came up to me and said, do you have dementia? No. If somebody came up to me and said, does Conway have dementia? But it's a direct yes or no situation. She doesn't do that. And she's flustered and she's nervous. And she knows she hasn't given a direct answer. And so she gets more flustered and she gets more nervous. What's her first line? I can't believe. I can't believe. Of course you can. She's lying there. She knows the polls that say, 80% of the public thinks he's not mentally fit. I can't believe you asked the question. And it's like Biden's how dare you moment when he was responding to the White House, that special counsel that was investigating where Biden was hiding the documents. Remember that he's a well-meaning elderly man with poor memory loss, with poor memory situation. And he did the same thing. How dare you? Then she says it's offensive. Offensive. That's supposed to be the modern shutdown world. The modern shutdown word in this world. Once somebody says that's offensive, you're supposed to plead forgiveness. You're supposed to beg and say, I'm so sorry. I offended you. It's offensive? It's the president, and he sounds like a blithering idiot? We just played 10 minutes ago the clip of him trying to tell people he used to take train rides every day over the Baltimore Key Bridge. There were no trains on that bridge. Did you see any railroad tracks come falling down off that bridge? So, yeah, it's legitimate. It's the number one question people have about Joe Biden. Number one comment. Yes, it is something that everybody talks about. And at best, Biden supporters will say, well, I'd rather have Joe Biden with dementia than Donald Trump. Okay. That's a legitimate point of view. You find Trump more dangerous than Biden with dementia? Then just say that. Say, yeah, he's got dementia, but it doesn't matter because the alternative is worse. That might be a defensible position. Then she says it's insulting. What's insulting? Again, they know better. It's just, it was a hysterical response because she was caught off guard. She wasn't expecting it. Usually they go on friendly radio shows and they get friendly questions. I don't know why they picked this guy. I don't know what this guy's politics is. I never heard of him. But the truth of it is, yeah, that's the number one question people have, and everybody talks about it. Now, let's play part two of this. Play the rest of the clip.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then. Big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in the tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what the president...
Stop. What a big fat lie. What, milk, eggs, grocery, all gone down? What store is she going to? Anyone go to the grocery store and notice prices going down? They're not going down anywhere. The increase may have slowed, but it's still an increase. So what you got is like the diarrhea answer. The diarrhea answer, which is very common with spokesholes. You just blah, 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 blah. And you hope the host is zoning out. Sometimes hosts zone out. They have a boring caller, a boring guest. Try to be polite and let them finish. Why don't you let her finish? Why don't you let her speak? All right, I'll let her speak. And you don't notice that she just told a big stinking whopper. Play the end of this now.
And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow. Wow.
And she hung up.
Wow.
And she hangs up.
I mean, Mark.
All right, so you can turn her off. So she tells us. She does not deny that Biden has dementia. She just says, I can't believe it. The question's offensive. The question's insulting. And then when asked about prices, well, it was Trump's fault or it was the Russians' fault. And by the way, the price in all these food categories have gone down, which is an incredible, incredible lie. So there you go. There's your White House spokesman. God, I just hate politics and I hate politicians and I hate the most. The political lackeys that surround them. And they always think they're fooling us. And maybe they are. Or maybe they're fooling half of us.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 2 o'clock, Shohei Ohtani, what's the one question I've had? How, if he didn't know anything about the gambling and was not involved in the gambling, how does somebody, his interpreter, pilfer $450,000 out of his bank account with 9 wire transfers? How does that possibly happen? Well, it looks like one of the few times the writers at the El Segundo Times and I have the same interest because they have a long article about this. How could this happen? If he didn't know what was going on, somebody should have known what was going on. Talk about that after 2 o'clock. Do you remember that young girl in Georgia, the nursing student Laken Riley, got murdered by an illegal alien? His name is Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela. And Biden started talking about Laken Riley during the State of the Union speech, called her Lincoln Riley. It's a coach, right? And on top of that, he referred to Ibarra as an illegal. Well, the woke people got really angry with him and criticized him loudly. And this is a funny, this whole episode is funny because I've always been amazed how cowed people are by the woke. Most people don't speak woke. Most people speak normally. And yet, constantly I hear people go, well, you can't say that these days. Well, you can't say. Well, it turns out 2/3, 3/4, 80% plus speak like we always spoke. There's just a narrow sliver who finds it offensive. And all the normal people are cowed by those who go, well, you just can't say that. That's offensive. That's racist. That's insulting. That's xenophobic. It's a very small number of people who really believe that. And everybody else is going, oh, I hope I didn't offend. So anyway, Biden called the guy an illegal. And he got crap from the woke people. So Harvard Harris did a poll and found out that that most people don't think that Biden said anything wrong, like huge majorities. In fact, Hispanics, very high percentage, very upset with what's going on at the border. 63% of Hispanics agreed that it is appropriate to refer to people as illegal immigrants, as do 67% of blacks and 77% of whites. Regarding Biden using the term during the State of the Union, 74% of Hispanics said it was appropriate to describe Ibarra as an illegal. 74%. 74% of blacks said yes. 81% of whites said yes. Huge supermajorities agree you can call the murderer of Lincoln Riley an illegal. And see, the thing is, his advisors are super wokes. So they convinced him to go back out there and kind of apologize for it. In fact, it came across as he was apologizing to Ibarra. Ibarra savagely brutalizes, disfigures, and kills this college student. And then Biden apologizes for calling him an illegal. Here's what Hispanics think about the immigration issue. 63% agree that immigration is a problem at the border and getting worse. 60% of whites, 42% of blacks. 71% of Hispanics say the Biden administration should make it tougher to enter the country illegally. 71%. 77% of whites, 54% of blacks. 69% of Hispanics agree that Riley's killings show the country needs stricter immigration policies. 69%. And 56% of Hispanics agreed that it was fair criticism to say that it looked like Biden was apologizing to the murderer of Lincoln Riley. So in all these questions, Hispanics have very close to the same opinion as white citizens and often black citizens. This is universal, that the border is completely out of control. These people are coming here illegally, that they are illegals. It's just the super woke. And of course, the super woke inhabit most of the newsrooms in this country, and they overwhelm the political debate in this country. And everybody feels frightened of them. They cower. They're so scared. Oh, you know, you can't say that anymore. You know, when I hear somebody say, oh, you can't say that anymore, I want to hit them. I really do want to. Yes, you can. Just say it. Most of the world talks like that and agrees with you. Why would we let these super woke weasels dictate how we're going to have normal conversation? It's crazy to me. All right, we come back. Shohei Ohtani. El Segundo Times is interested in this story, one particular aspect, as I am. He really didn't know anything about it? And with all the maybe money managers he's got and lawyers and agents, I mean, somebody should have noticed $4.5 million was getting sucked out of his account to cover the interpreter's gambling issues. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.